On today's show, we're back with Adam from Locked On Nets. And by the way, about a month ago, we thought we might be doing a playoff series preview. That's not the case. Now we're doing head coaching previews and potential candidates for the Bucks. We need to talk about Kenny Atkinson. They've got permission to have a meeting with him. And I know Steve Nash wasn't the most popular name that came up when we discussed it the other day, but let's at least ask the question about Steve Nash and see whether there is any idea of whether he wants to coach again. Let's get into it.
Backs him down. Giannis into the lane. Giannis spinning. Fading shot. Up. Good for Giannis at the buzzer. Bucks win it.
Locked On Bucks. My name's Kane Pittman. You can see and hear me on this show Monday to Friday and also find my work over at ESPN. And alongside me, a longtime friend of the podcast, part of the network, one of the best podcasts. I'm a little biased, one of the best podcasts on the network, Locked On Nets, Adam Arnbrecht. It is always a pleasure to catch up with you, my friend.
Yes, sir, man. Taking that accolade. Going to go ahead and print that out, put it up on the wall in the office. Kane Pittman endorsed Adam Arnbrecht from Locked On Podcast Network, man. Good to be on with you, to catch up with you here, obviously under the circumstances, at least from your perspective, that was not the way you thought the postseason was going to go. Nets fans, we had to have some anticipation it wasn't going to work out for us this offseason.
Well, it's interesting. I did say this to you as I was scrolling through to figure out the last time we podcasted. It was early in March, which not that long ago. And the premise of the podcast we did was, what's it like for you now, Adam, covering a team on a day-to-day basis that was a contender and is now no longer a contender? And then, yeah, about 6 weeks later, both teams bounced in the first round. So, look, some when you're podcasting every day, some of the things you talk about don't always look good down the track.
They don't age. They don't always age with grace, as we like to say. And it is one of those things, man, which this means absolutely nothing, and take it as the joke it's intended. The Nets made it as far as the Milwaukee Bucks this postseason, right? And that's true for a lot of teams that have certainly big expectations, but none more than the Bucks, man. I'll say, I know we're here to discuss head coaches. The leash is short for a coach and the expectations, right? And with Coach Bud getting let go, I just immediately triggered in my mind. I remember the year before they won it, it was, is Coach Bud going to be on his way out? And that seemed to be the saving grace. I'm sure this kind of just felt like the conclusion of that timeline had they not been able to win.
Yeah, and it was that Nets series in 2021 as well, where it felt like it was basically done and dusted. So there is lots of connections with the Bucks and Nets. Of course, we thank everyone for making Locked On Bucks or Locked On Nets your first watch or listen of every single weekday. Even through the offseason, there's plenty going on with both franchises. Interesting decisions to come when it gets to free agency. So continue to support the shows because we appreciate it, with a like, a subscription, comment, all those types of things. It's really helpful for us. Free to do, and it does help boost the shows. But this Nets team, fascinating, because when you looked at the pieces they were left over with once you trade out all those superstars, there was this initial kind of enthusiasm that, oh, this team's kind of tricky. This team could be some team that could cause some damage in the first round of the postseason, which reminds me of the Kenny Atkinson Nets from a few years ago. And I don't know how you feel about it, but not one true superstar. And 2019 was the year that the team was pretty pesky. And Kenny Atkinson was viewed as one of the real up-and-coming coaches, a pretty smart mind in the game. And within a year, maybe a little bit delayed with the bubble, he was gone. And then things completely changed for the Brooklyn Nets. So let me ask you this first of all, because the Bucks are going to talk to Kenny Atkinson. He's been a guy that's been a long-time assistant, been with the Warriors the last couple of years as well. What was the view of Kenny Atkinson when he left the Nets?
Nothing but positive. I mean, really, I think in a lot of ways at the time, it was what felt like the natural progression of the direction the team was going, right? You go out and you build this thing up, and Kenny Atkinson's a part of that process to making it an attractive team for superstars. And then when you go and get those superstars, we know this, that those guys usually want their coach, or at least the coach that they think isn't going to get in the way of how they want to play. And Kenny Atkinson had the reputation of being someone that worked with young players, was very developmental. So you wouldn't think necessarily that that would mesh well with a Kyrie Irving, with a Kevin Durant. So at the time, it was, honestly, it fell underneath the cloud of romance, man. We were all swept up in getting Kyrie Irving, getting Kevin Durant, and all of a sudden changing from being a plucky team, making the playoffs, causing some noise, to all of a sudden, at least in theory, being a title contender, right? I think in hindsight now, you can look back, and the Nets right now having Jock Vaughn, who was on the staff back then as well, and he's now the head coach and on the extension. There's definitely a world where I can paint the timeline that it could have been Kenny Atkinson in Jock Vaughn's shoes right now, had the team, had the organization chose to keep him around in some capacity rather than obviously cutting ties as they did. So from afar, it's been nice to see him continue his coaching career. He's had some nice stops. He's now with the Golden State Warriors, and you can see his trajectory getting him back to a point now where teams are going to look at him as being a real legitimate contender to be a head coach of a team that has championship expectations like the Bucks.
Yeah, I'm fascinated about that part because obviously when you bring in superstars, they have their ideas and whatever. It's been discussed a lot, but who wanted Steve Nash? Who was the one that was pulling those strings? You would know far more than me. But that was the way I kind of looked at it. I said, well, okay, if Kenny Atkinson is this great developer of young talent and he can bring a squad like that together to play really competitive basketball and get you to a postseason, is he really the guy? Does it fit with a team like the Bucks where you're walking in the door and the bar is win a title or you haven't reached where the fans certainly and probably part of the front office expect you to get to?
Well, it's interesting. So when I knew I was coming on with you, I started thinking about Kenny Atkinson and what were the key elements you take away from it. And there's obviously a couple connections there. Brook Lopez, although he's going to be an impending free agent, he was there. And it was Kenny Atkinson that kicked off the perimeter shooting era for Brook Lopez's career. And obviously that's gone on to be an incredibly important component of his game, along with the defensive upside. And last time I think we talked, it was, you know, what's the state of Brook? You know, can he hold on? He's 38 years old. And you go, maybe his best defensive season of his career. So who knows what's going to happen with him? But you have that connection. And then the other thing, just before we do talk about the young talent or the developmental side of Kenny Atkinson's coaching acumen, is what was brought up when it comes to the Golden State Warriors. Steve Kerr has mentioned that Kenny Atkinson has been the bridge between him and the stat group, the analytic group, and trying to apply what some analytics tell you could be good for matchups, could be good for game-to-game adjustments. And I think if we're talking about Coach Bud and what feels like a failing on his part in the playoffs to adjust, hard to do that when Giannis is dealing with injuries, but maybe that's a part of it, right? Is there's the sense that Kenny Atkinson is ready to do the both and bring along some young guys, and I'm sure we'll talk about it, but also apply what he's learned over these last few years to a player, by the way, that is still young in Giannis. Like, we're not talking about an aged veteran in Giannis, and he is your centerpiece. I'm interested what you would think would make sense going forward for this team, knowing that you have some impending older players, because I can make a case on either side of it that Kenny could be a good fit depending on what the organization decides to do.
Yeah, the in-game adjustments thing, as soon as you mentioned that, I can tell you now that there's going to be people in the YouTube comments that are just very, very excited about that idea, because that is the big complaint that we always got about Coach Bud. I want to get into the roster a little bit further. We understand where Giannis is and perhaps some of the stops along the way, because there is a link with Kenny Atkinson and Mike Budenholzer, which is fascinating as well if you think about the path this franchise might go down for a head coach. First, let's talk about eBay Motors. For a championship team, it's all about making sure every player is a perfect fit. It's the same when it comes to your vehicle. Every part needs to fit just right. So the next time you need parts and accessories, head to eBay Motors. With eBay Guaranteed Fit, you can be sure every part you need fits right the first time around. Just add your ride to My Garage, look for the green check, and you'll know the part will fit, or you'll get your money back. Because just like in sports, confidence is the name of the game. And when you shop on eBay Motors, you'll have just that. With over 122 million parts to choose from, you'll be back in the game in no time. After all, it's easy to bring home a win when the right parts are guaranteed. Get the right parts, the right fit, the right prices on ebaymotors.com. Let's ride. eBay Guaranteed Fit, only available to US customers. A bit harsh. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. As I said off the top, we thank you for making Locked On Bucks your first watch or first listen, along with Locked On Nets. Go check out Locked On Nets, of course, as well. Support the show. Subscribe, drop a like, a comment, all those things free to do. And it really helps us. So I would imagine the Bucks have spoken a lot about culture and what they've learned from hiring Mike Budenholzer. Because say what you want about the in-game stuff. He took this the minute he walked in the door, this franchise became a professional outfit from top to bottom. The relationship between the players and coaches was fantastic. And that is the theme right across the board with the Pop guys, the Bud guys. I'm curious whether they would have more knowledge about Kenny Atkinson or whether, I'm not saying that Bud is out there saying, hey, hire this guy. But, I mean, there is a link there that they would feel some familiarity.
Yeah, going back, obviously, being on Coach Bud's staff with Atlanta, Kenny Atkinson. And that was the thing when you think of it, I go, was that a good thing or a bad thing if you're Kenny Atkinson, right? Because on the one hand, and you would know from the inside looking at it, is it, you know, Coach Bud, are we parting ways because we're disgusted or disappointed or feel like this was a massive failing? Or just that this has been the progression of this franchise with Giannis? You came in, you mentioned it, you set the culture, the tone, you do build this up, you do lead this team to a championship. And maybe it's time to move on from you, but it doesn't mean it's time to move on from the formula that you were using or from the coaching tree that you come from. On the one hand, you go, well, then why move on? Right? Then just retool what you currently have. But I think it would be short-sighted to say that just because you came from underneath someone, it means that you're just a carbon copy of them. That's not the case, I think, with Kenny Atkinson. It's not how you would feel about Jock Vaughn coming out from underneath Greg Popovich or Sean Marks coming out of the, you know, San Antonio Spurs upper management tree and then going to Brooklyn and trying to build up his own culture there. So I think it can make sense on a lot of levels. The other part to me is, what does this franchise want to do right now? Because at a glance, when I look at the Milwaukee Bucks roster, I see a lot of old heads, right? Drew Holiday, you know, Grayson Allen's not old, but he's older. All the key players, Chris Middleton, going to be a free agent. Brooke Lopez, very old. Even going to the bench, they brought in Joe Ingles. They have Jay Crowder trade deadline. There's a lot of old legs on this team. So I can paint the picture where Kenny Atkinson gives you the both and opportunity. Hey, in the short term, if we want to run this back with most of the same pieces next season and see if we can just go ahead and have a deep playoff run because we had the most wins in the NBA during the regular season, great. And if it starts to turn over, if we need to bring in some youth, then we look at Kenny and say, let's lean on what we saw from you in Brooklyn in your time there. And hopefully that can build up some pieces around Giannis that, let's be honest, he feels good about. Because while Giannis feels far closer to being built in the Dame Lillard mold, a loyal guy that wants to stay with one franchise and win, that does get tired if the results don't start to show.
Yeah, it was interesting last offseason when Darvin Ham took the job in LA and he was one of the main assistants in Milwaukee. I was looking at different names like Kenny Atkinson or like Quinn Snyder that maybe could come in and work alongside Mike Budenholzer. And then maybe you have the in-game management stuff. You know that you're bringing in a good culture guy. Now, Charles Lee, the Bucks head assistant, looks like he's going to get an interview and he'll be in the mix for the job as well. But I find it personally really difficult to assess assistant coaches when you haven't seen them be in the head coach role, because what you don't know actually what they're doing day to day. It's very, very difficult. We don't find out a lot about assistant coaches. The one other note I would make that's interesting with Kenny Atkinson. So he moved on from that Brooklyn role, but then he went to the Clippers. So he's around a couple of superstars there with Kawhi and Paul George. Then obviously he's been in Golden State and worked with those high-level stars as well. So I don't think that that would be a concern. But if there was a concern or a knockback or something on Kenny Atkinson, where would you go?
That for a team that could be filled with veterans, he's a guy that wants to run his players, right? I'm not going to put him as far as calling him, you know, the Thibodeau, you know, in that Thibodeau mold where he goes, hey, my guys are my guys and they'll play 40 plus minutes when it matters. And so be the results. That might be an area more particularly with a regular season, I think, where you could look at him and say the veterans on this team might not respond so well to that. They might want to try to manage their way through it. But again, I don't know if this team is currently constituted. While you can run it back and get a lot of regular season wins, I think there'd be a lot of the same concerns around age, around injuries. So I don't necessarily look at there being a downside to taking a, I'm going to call it a chance, but giving a coach who went from his first head coaching opportunity, really ended up being let go under circumstances that were not related to performance, right? It wasn't about what he did as a head coach. It was just the team suddenly became a very different roster and had an opportunity to accomplish something that any organization would want to, getting superstars. So you mentioned he moves on. He goes to the Clippers, gets some great experience there, goes to the Golden State Warriors, one of the best run organizations with one of the best coaches in Steve Kerr. I really do think that if you're going to talk about a guy that's deserving of a second opportunity and has done the work leading up to that chance, I think Kenny Atkinson is a great hire. I really do think that it would be a very positive move for the Milwaukee Bucks in the short and long term.
Oh, I like it. Yeah, I feel pretty positive about Kenny Atkinson if that was the path they went down as well. You spoke about performance and what role that played in a coach moving on. Let's get to Steve Nash next.
Yeah.
So as I was looking through the B-ball reference coaching record of Steve Nash, I was taken aback as my mind went back to earlier this season. This man only lasted 7 games this year. I completely forgot that. They did not mess around. A 2-5 start and Steve Nash was out. Let me ask you the same question. How did people feel about Steve Nash when he was moved on?
You know, I don't think that Steve Nash was never in a position to be well regarded. Now, he didn't do himself any service because, you know, you want to ask the question, well, maybe specifically Kyrie Irving, and it's not a knock on him as a personality, but we know when they brought in Steve Nash, it was Kyrie said, hey, maybe I'll coach one night. Maybe KD, who knows? We're all in there. We're mixing it up. And at a minimum, it set a precedent of like, we know what we're doing and we don't necessarily need to be coached when it comes to a basketball perspective. Steve Nash, I guess in theory, when you move on from Atkinson, it's you bring him in to be the personality manager. And you can make a case that he did that really well for a while, given everything that went on with Brooklyn. But from an X's and O's standpoint, his rotations weren't great. His in-game adjustments were non-existent, you know, and even just as a rookie head coach, timeout management, it just, over the course of a season plus, he never seemed to learn lessons, you know, about how you need to run in-game strategy. I still don't know if Steve Nash ever had a real interest in coaching, or if he got a phone call from Sean Marks and it was like, hey, you're a former superstar. We want to have someone who can relate to those superstars here. What do you think? It's a pretty big check. If I'm Steve Nash, I sign up for it too. So it's incomplete at best for him from what you take away from his coaching experience. And to be frank, I have not heard a single rumor that he has any interest in continuing his coaching career.
I imagine if that's your first experience as a head coach and you go through everything he went through, he could probably find a job that's a little less stressful.
Yeah.
I don't think that he would be rushing back. And honestly, you know, Frank brought up his name the other day and it was just throwing a whole bunch of names in the pile. And yeah, we got some pretty negative reaction. The other thing I would say from the Bucks' point of view, they've been down the path of relatively inexperienced former superstar point guard from Brooklyn. So
with more ties to the Nets. Yeah. And guess what? Didn't go so well. And not that this is a one-to-one, but remember it was like, yeah, when it started out pretty good. And then it was like, wow, you can't seem to figure out how to use a superstar talent, right? How to use this incredible player that you have in Giannis. So I think there's also, this is a Nets thing. It may become a Bucks thing depending on who they hire. But I think the NBA goes through these ebbs and flows around wanting to please your superstars. It's a part of the process, but you have to strike the balance of being able to maximize them, right? So in the case of the Bucks, we tried the Jason Kidd idea. Now, it wasn't a total travesty, but it did not work out. And then you go back with a guy with a lot of NBA experience, and that's what gets you over the hump, and it's what gets you a championship. I would be hard-pressed to think Milwaukee is going to try to go back the other way with this, where you don't feel like you have a strong basketball mind with a long history behind it. And again, the contrast between what Kenny Atkinson did after being let go by Brooklyn versus what Steve Nash did, and that's just go back to being a dad and watching soccer on the weekends. Like Steve Nash did not jump out and say, hey, I want to get on the staff somewhere and continue to learn and grow. You know, even Jason Kidd, right? He continued along his coaching journey here because that's clearly what he wants to do professionally. Steve Nash, there hasn't even been a whisper that that was something he wanted to keep doing. So there's definitely a big gap here between these two candidates.
Yeah, 161 games for Steve Nash as coach, and maybe that will be it. And, you know, who knows? I mean, it wasn't a memorable stint with the Nets. I don't think the Jason Kidd stint was all that memorable either, but it wasn't with Milwaukee, and now his third stint, even though he's carried on that coaching path, I don't think it doesn't look like it's going to end that memorably.
Either, but hey.
So these are the things. Long story short, though, I don't think the Bucks are in a position where they want to take a risk. And yeah, I think I would put Kenny Atkinson in the safer candidate bracket with some of these other experienced coaches. Not old, where you've seen enough over five or six different teams. Like, it's not Doc Rivers, but I think there's upside there with a guy like Kenny Atkinson. So, yeah, this has been really insightful.
Thanks, man. Yeah, well, that's what I'm here to do. Do you? I will say, do you think that, and I'm sure you've talked about this with your fan base, but when it comes to these coaching hires, is there any level of concern about who they're hiring and how it impacts the way Giannis feels going forward here? Or is it just a matter of resetting the table here and everybody calming down for a second? Because in theory, there's a lot for this team to shake up here. Chris Middleton, Brooke Lopez, you know, it's an older team. I'm very curious from afar about how they're going to continue to insulate their superstar and make them feel like Milwaukee. This is not a knock on Milwaukee. Brooklyn falls in this category too. It's a smaller, quote, market team, right? Yeah. So you have to do a little bit of legwork to keep that star happy, especially when he's one of the top one, two, three players at worst in the NBA.
Yeah, we discussed it on yesterday's show. I actually like the fact that there's a bit of pressure on the organization. I didn't think that's a bad thing. I mean, they should be aware that they need to not mess around here. You got Giannis under contract for two more years, then a player option after that, but you wouldn't want to mess up the coaching hire. Let's just say that. So I would have to guess that Giannis is going to be involved in it.
Yeah,
he's going to have his say. And I think unless Giannis comes out and says, well, I've worked with Charles Lee for the last 4 years, mm-hmm. I want him to be head coach, then they probably go down that path. But I think I do get the sense they'll probably go elsewhere. And I think an experienced coach that maybe has had a bit of a go at it. Nick Nurse is out there. I'm not sure that's the way they're going to go down. But Kenny Atkinson is there. Bucks fans are very excited about Ty Lue if it doesn't work out with the Clippers. So I think that's the type of name they'll look for, someone that has a few years experience.
I leave you with this. Steve Nash has a 92-62 career head coaching record. That's pretty good percentages, you know, if you just ignore all the circumstances and whether or not he has any acumen for the game from a coaching perspective. That's a nice record to carry over.
Unfortunately, if this is accurate, 7-13 in the postseason. That's a 35%.
We're going to split hairs here.
Couple of sweeps. Wow. Hey, did have 1 7-game series though. That was nice.
Come on, there was that time. Remember that time when he did that thing? Let's all just hang our hats on that and not worry about the rest. It's going to be really fun to see what Milwaukee does. And I'd be shocked if we're not looking back, whoever they hire, by the way, because I think the organization has been very well run, obviously. It's not just having Giannis that's made them successful. I would be shocked if it's not a very similar regular season record next year for them, no matter what the roster looks like. And then I will be equally and more shocked if this isn't a team that's going deep in the playoffs again, right? This was a little speed bump in their trajectory of continued success. Nothing that I think really warrants concern from the fan base.
Adam Armbrecht, Locked On Nets. Make sure you check out the show. Doug Norrie as well. And look, if there's one thing that you got to really hope you can hold it together with when it comes to podcasting, it's the voice. And he said that he might be having some vocal struggles at the moment.
He went down in a big way, but that's the beauty. You don't have this. You don't have the blessing of having two people on a podcast. So when one goes down, you just send that text quickly and say, I'll see you in a few days. And as always, I'm happy to pick up the baton and happy to be the one that gets to hop on with you and talk a little bit of coaching.
No, get better very soon, Doug. We'll speak to you soon. I'm absolutely sure that Locked On Nets and Locked On Bucks. I think I said Locked On Lets. Locked On Nets and Locked On Bucks will podcast again very soon. Check out both shows. We appreciate the support. And let us know what you think. I'm sure you'll let us know what you think about Steve Nash, but let us know what you think about Kenny Atkinson and the Bucks setting up a meeting with the former Brooklyn Nets coach. Camille Davis on the show tomorrow. We'll talk about Giannis, all NBA. and maybe the idea of the Bucks going an untried head coach and how scary that idea is. So we'll get into that tomorrow. We'll catch you guys then.